Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy you are here because today we are completing the final two steps in how to identify our top five values so that we can gain some clarity and confidence stepping into the year 2022, ready to hit the ground running. I am so excited. I'm excited for two reasons. Reason number one, I've said this many times before, but I'm going to keep saying it because it's just that important. When you identify your top five values, your perspective on life, on everything, is going to change for the better. Because you're going to see what's important to you, and you're going to then know what it is you should be focusing on and investing in. What you will probably discover after having identified your top five values is that there are things that you are doing right now, that you are investing in, that you are focusing on, that don't align with your values, and it's exhausting you, or it's annoying you, or it's irritating you. And you probably did not understand or do not understand why you feel so unfulfilled or why you feel so irritated doing these things. And it's because they don't align with your values. So understanding your values, knowing what your values are, just helps to clear the clutter from your life. Okay, so that's the first reason I'm excited, because now you're going to start to clear a lot of clutter. Second reason I'm excited, once you begin to clear the clutter and you start focusing in and investing in what matters to you, and you start making decisions that align with your values, your confidence automatically begins to grow. Because there's that just that knowing what's important to you, and making decisions based on that knowingness gives you a sense of power, the power that you've always had that you just never exercised because you really didn't know how to exercise it. And once you become more confident, then you have an energy shift that is happening in your life. So that now people begin to notice, oh my goodness, look at her. She's confident. She's a lot more pleasant to be around. She comes across as someone who is competent and knows what she's doing. And now you are attracting a new caliber of people into your life. And then the people that are not there to serve your purpose, or people that are there to pull you down, or people who feel threatened by your confidence will fade away. Now, that might be scary for you because there might be particular people that you don't want to lose, but you have to make that decision. Do you want to stay in a state of mediocrity with mediocre people who don't want to see you succeed and grow into the better version of yourself? Or do you want to step into a new power in your life, start achieving your goals, start making your dreams happen, and be around people who are going to support you in that dream? And you're going to be around people that you can help support their dream, because you guys are both in at this energetic level where you are wanting to become the better versions of yourselves. Okay. So all of that to me is super exciting. And for some people, it might be scary, as I just mentioned before. But if you are in it to win it, you're going to step into that power. Step right into that power, because life is way too short to be mediocre. Way too short to be mediocre. Okay. So for step three, that was last time we spoke, last time I was with you. We identified our top 10. We browsed a list of values, right? And if you haven't been through the first three steps, I highly suggest you go back and listen to the previous episodes, because you really do need to take this step by step. Now for step four, what we are going to do is we are going to prioritize our list of 10 values. So you look through your list and you say, okay, which one is the most important? I'm going to put a number one next to that. What's the second most important? I'm going to put a number two next to that until you have all 10 of them enumerated. Okay. So I'm going to kind of like press a virtual pause button, and I want you actually to press pause. That makes more sense. And then you're going to, after you've listed, enumerated your list, you're going to come back. Okay. So I'm assuming that you have listed, numbered your list, and you are back. Because for the next step, you're going to now, I want you to take a highlighter and I want you to highlight your top five. Draw a highlighter box or highlighter circle, or use a color pencil, whatever, but just really emphasize those top five values. And then I want you just to reflect on each one. You're going to recall instances in your life when those particular values have guided your behavior, and you might not have even been aware of it. Okay? Congratulations. Congratulations, because you have completed a huge step in your life. And now that you have identified those top five values, it is time for you to now use them intentionally. And you now have the tools to be your true self. You've always had these tools, right? But you just, now you're aware of them, and you're going to use them to make wise choices, to take action with confidence. And whenever you find yourself wavering between making a decision, you're going to allow your values to guide you. When you know who you are and what's important to you, making decisions becomes a lot easier. And don't be scared. Actually, you know what? It's okay to be scared. You can be scared. I don't want to tell you not to be scared. You need to feel the fear. Just feel the fear for a moment. If you are feeling nervous about really stepping into someone who is confident and assuring, is that the word? Assured? Whatever, you know what I mean. Of themselves, right? Where is that fear? Where is it located in your body? Is it in your chest? Is it in your stomach? Is it in your throat? Your legs? Just feel it. And I want you to focus in on the feeling, wherever it is, and feel it in your body with all its intensity. And you're going to feel it for about 90 seconds. And then after about 90 seconds, it's going to slowly dissipate, that feeling in your body. Now, it doesn't mean that it's not going to come back, because it will. But once you start to get comfortable feeling it and just sitting with it and letting it run its course, it becomes a lot more easier to take action. We're scared to take action. We're scared to do things, not necessarily because of the thing itself that we're doing. We're scared to take action because we don't want to feel the feeling. In other words, if you are scared to speak publicly in front of people, it's not necessarily the act of speaking in front of people that scares you. It's the feeling of fear that you are scared you will feel when you are standing in front of people that scares you. right? If you're scared to initiate a conversation with someone, it's not the conversation that scares you. It's the feelings that you will have during the conversation or initiating the conversation that scare you. So if you start to feel the fear in your body first before you take action, okay, like where is the fear at? Where am I feeling it in my body? And just sit with it. Let it dissipate, okay? Then you become comfortable with feeling uncomfortable. That's how you begin to step out of the comfort zone. That's how you begin to grow. So I'm just going to kind of circle back around to your top five values, because I just don't want you to write these top five values and then you just put them somewhere and forget about them, like I did about 5 years ago. What you want to do is you want to take these five values and you want to start taking action using these five values to grow into the better version of yourself that you know you can become. Because once you start becoming that better version of yourself, you're going to inspire other people to do the exact same thing. I am out of time. So thank you so much and congratulations. Go out and do wonderful things. I'm excited for you. This is big. This is big. All right. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.